Well, the agriculture community is all abuzz that we finally have gotten underway the conference committee on putting together a new long-term farm bill. And although this certainly is a step in the right direction, it is no secret that the difference between the Senate and the House ideas about a new farm bill are miles apart. There are several hurdles to overcome, the biggest being the nutrition and SNAP programs may be so big that we're not going to be able to get anything accomplished. That has people talking about yet another farm bill extension. However, Undersecretary of Agriculture Doug O'Brien says that would be the wrong direction to go.
There's a couple reasons. One, people just need to know what's going to happen for the next 5 years and how the government's going to interact with them. And number two, I think it's time to stop rewarding the extension, the lack of being able to get things done. And I think, you know, we have a good formula. We've heard from leadership and conference committee members on Wednesday at the opening meetings on the Farm Bill Conference Committee. So I think the will is there. I think the conference committee does have its work cut out for it, but I'm optimistic that now's the time to get it done.
Well, we're still 1 week away before the USDA releases their latest crop production and supply and demand report. Because of the government shutdown, we're still working off those September figures. But Todd Holtman from DTN feels that those numbers still are probably going to come up pretty accurate when we get next week's report.
Overall, the anecdotal reports from the field are showing higher yields than the September estimate. USDA said 155.3 bushels an acre nationally. I think most people are thinking 158, maybe 160. However, there is going to be a slight reduction in the corn acres planted, probably. We've been waiting for that a long time. Ever since this spring, we've been waiting for an adjustment to those planted acres. But that slight reduction in acres is really probably not going to make up for the yield boost that we're going to see in the November figures.
Well, we had some tricks and treats on the markets on Halloween. First of all, the USDA did announce the October Class 3 milk price. It comes in at $18.22 a hundredweight. That's up 8 cents from the month before, but $2.80 below a year ago level. As far as the Class 3 price average so far for 2013, it's been at $17.81 a hundredweight. Currently, we do have a pretty strong cheese market as blocks gain another penny and a half to $1.89. Barrels pick up 3 cents to $1.85, and AA butter back to $1.50. Class 3 prices stronger, especially for the remainder of this calendar year. November up 18 cents to $18.80. December up 21 cents to $18.35, while January Class 3 gains 14 to $17.40. Prices were lower, though, on the Board of Trade. December corn down 2 cents to $4.28 a bushel. March drops to $4.38 and three quarters of a cent. Beans for November off 7 1/4 at $12.79 and 1/2 cent per bushel. March down 10 1/2 to $12.49. And December wheat drops 7 1/2 to $6.67 and three quarters of a cent per bushel. Livestock trade fairly steady. Choice beef steers and heifers 111 to 125. Holstein steers 98 to 109. Slaughter cows, cutter and utilities 72 to 92. Most of the slaughter cows 53 to 71. Replacement bull calves 95 to $2. Heifer calves 60 to 135. Barrels and gilts 70 and down. And both the feeder lambs and market lambs 145 and down. And that's your lowdown on ag prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.